B-Pod Studios.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Minnie and Laurent Show on Kiss 95.1.
Everybody, hold on just 1 second. We'll come back and tell you what's going on in our world. Hold on. Enjoy the music. No. Nicole's phone is off. Jessica's phone at least rang. Sorry, everybody. Nicole's not here. We just realized it.
Wait, are you sure that it's off, or is it...
No, it's going right to voicemail. Doesn't that mean the phone's off?
No, I think she has her notifications silenced, so I think we have to call her 3 times in order to shut it off.
Call her again, because I called twice, and then I just tried Jessica.
Well, it has to be from the same phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So you call Nicole again.
All right, yeah.
Nicole. Sorry, everyone. We're trying to find our producer and make sure she's okay.
It went to voicemail again.
Maybe.
Power caller? Where is she? She's sleeping. She's overslept.
Time.
She's done it before.
Yeah,
it's an accident. We've all done it.
I know.
It sucks, but she's overslept.
She probably plugged her phone in, but it didn't charge. And
of course, it's the same day that producer Miguel took off to go get some dental work, so he's not here.
So it's just the two of us.
Our staff in New York is probably sleeping because they work overnight, so they're not here. Look at it. It's just me and you. No interns this semester. What are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll find something fun. I'd like to slap you today.
We do have tickets to go see Chris Rock. Slap the Show, you get to go.
I've been slapped twice.
And all the videos of the slaps will be up on Friday, by the way. We're going to do a slap montage of just hand to face, hand to hand. What's today's body part?
I don't know.
If it's me, you get to spank me. Just slap my booty.
Okay.
Come on, that'll be fun. My real wife is the only other one that gets to do that.
Okay.
My work wife might as well have a shot at it. You can slap my face. I don't care what you slap.
Okay.
I did the top of your hand yesterday, and you didn't really react to it.
No, you were nice.
Because you got thick hands.
Okay.
Look at my hands. Look how thick they are.
Yeah, you do have thick hands. Maybe I do. I don't know.
The area between,
it's meaty.
My thumb. It's like a paw. Like a horse hoof. It's just so thick. It's so thick. Like back in the day, in the Jesus days, they would crucify people. I mean, obviously, we know Jesus was on the cross.
Right.
But, there was 2 other people that were also on the crosses next to him. Criminals got crucified. They put nails through your hands.
They wouldn't be able to get one through
the
your
Romans
hands.
Would be like, what the hell?
What do we do with this guy?
We can't get the nails through his hands, sir. The nail keeps bending. It's too thick. What'd you do yesterday? What's going on in your world?
I left here, and it was like the mass handoff, and Jackson was the football. It was like...
Passed him around.
Yeah. He had a doctor's appointment for his 2-year-old wellness check, but he was actually sick. So Dallas took him to the wellness check, but then had to go to the airport afterwards. So he brought Kiara with her to the doctor's office. I met them at the doctor's office because it was stupid for me to go all the way home and then all the way back up, and I wouldn't have made it.
Do you guys have a playbook?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all right. Ready, break. Dallas and Kiara and Jackson go to the doctor's appointment. Loren is going to meet you at the doctor's appointment. Do that, and then Loren's going to take Dallas to the airport. That was the play yesterday. But it was the most confusing thing ever.
Did it work?
Yeah. I mean, it did work.
It went to plan?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That truly is amazing.
Did not fumble the ball.
Yesterday, so we have sickness going on in our house. My wife got back from her trip to Atlanta and just doesn't feel well. And she's getting a little better finally. But Dean has a math tutor that I told you guys about last week. The tutor wanted me to learn math as well. And, I'm as bad as Dean is with math. We're doing fourth grade math now, so multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all sorts of different ways to do multiplication. We all learned one way. If you're like in your 30s or 40s, you learned one way to do stuff.
And they taught it totally different now.
Yeah, it's easier now and there's more ways. And the teachers are like, I don't care as long as you get it right. Like, you can use one of three different methods.
Sure.
It's amazing. Anyway, so because of the sickness, I canceled the math tutor. And then Dean came home with a bad grade in math from his test, you know, and he just didn't understand it. So I reached out to him and I was like, hey, I know we canceled. Do you mind coming? And he's like, absolutely not. I'm here at the school.
Wow.
He teaches at Dean's school. I'll be over there and we can do this. I was like, great. It was beautiful yesterday. You can work outside on the deck, on the table. No problem. So I leave, and as I'm leaving, he's coming, and I'm like, hey, the boys are, the kids in the neighborhood are playing basketball on my driveway, and, you know, then Dean will be ready to go. So I went and picked up Ruby, and I came back, and they were still shooting hoops. He was playing with the kids, and more kids in the neighborhood came over because they love this teacher.
Are you paying him to play basketball?
No, he told me, no, he gave me full time after that. I asked him that. I go, am I paying you to be PE also? And he goes, no, but the kids love him. He's that one teacher that everybody loves.
Yeah.
And I thought about it yesterday, and I was talking to Amanda about it. I probably had about five teachers that I really, really loved through my whole entire, from first grade through, you know,
high school. Okay.
And one teacher was a nun who left the monastery. What am I saying? I'm saying that wrong. Ministry. To become just a regular lay teacher, and everybody didn't like her, but for some reason she took a shine to me, and I really, really liked her. And when
tough because she was a nun before?
Yeah, yeah. But maybe because I'd gone to Catholic school for a couple years, I knew that. But she really, really liked me, and I enjoyed her company. She was one. There was another teacher who my mom ironically saw in church a lot after I became a radio personality, and she's like, I just knew he was so funny, but sometimes I couldn't laugh because I didn't want to lose the class. You know,
I'm the worst, by the way. Like, when my kids are funny, even if I'm in the middle of like disciplining, I can't hold
it. You laugh, huh?
I laugh.
Anyway, think about those teachers today. Think about the teachers who, you know, put a smile on your face, because not every teacher is awesome. And the teachers who went the extra mile or took a minute to, you know, tell you that you weren't stupid. Those were the teachers that...
Hopefully there's more of them now.
Yeah, I think there's way more positive teaching now than there was back in the day. But think about those teachers. And, oh, by the way, it's Guidance Counselor Week. They're
it
also
is,
important.
Yeah,
so happy Guidance Counselor Week to all the amazing guidance counselors out there. We'll be looking for a producer in the next 20 minutes. We'll tell you what you need to do to come work for us for a little while.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
Thank you for waking up with us. We got good ratings news yesterday in our meeting with Cameron. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Manny and Lorenz Morning Show. And thanks for being part of our big radio family. If you tell a friend about us, maybe who just moved to town or doesn't know us, we'd really appreciate that. Kind of our virtual helper. We got in touch with producer Nicole. She's on the way.
Yes.
We'll have her explain herself when she gets here.
She's fine. Leave her alone.
I felt bad because I had to wake up her fiance, Jess.
And
I was like, Jess, so sorry. I just want to... Yeah, I get nervous with you ladies, especially this early in the morning. Like, if you're not here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I just want to... I want to have contact. All right. So this is something you shouldn't do right after you wake up. And I know producer Nicole definitely didn't do it. She didn't have time. I think you do it, though. You should not make your bed first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't when I go to work because there's still somebody sleeping in it.
But do you pull your side
up? Oh, yeah, of course.
While Dallas is sleeping, you just pull your side up.
Yeah,
no, you shouldn't do that.
Why?
Research has found a very valid reason for not crossing that task off your to-do list until later in the day. It turns out making the bed right after you wake up traps damp air from sweating in your sheets, which is inviting things like dust mites.
Ew. So what should I do? I should, like, flop it over until later on in the day?
Yeah. A team from the Kingston University in England did a 2-year study. You know what? I love that. That makes me laugh so hard. Mm. Like, that they do these studies and it lasts 2 years.
Yeah.
You know? It's like the FBI was investigating a strip club in Memphis for 4 years. It was like a 5-man.
They just kept rolling it out.
Yeah, it was like 5 guys. They were all married. You know, it took them 5 years to figure out.
We're not done yet. sure you're not.
Anyway, the team from Kingston University did the study, and they found an unsettling 1.5 million dust mites, which could be living in the bed at any time, and they don't survive as well in conditions of an unmade bed. They like the dampness. They like the heat. Mm-hmm. So because your bed's still warm when you get out and you turn it over and pack it up, you know, make it up, then that gives them, that's where they like to grow. Mm. People tend to sweat while sleeping. The dust mites love those warm conditions. So if you get up and make the bed right away, you might want to stop doing that. They just don't survive as well in the drier conditions. Now, it doesn't let you off the hook altogether. You should still make your bed every day. So the psychologist, what? What does she know about me?
Okay.
The psychologist says it's something that's actually really good in your life. It brings order to your day and will help you shape your day if you make your bed.
All right.
We never make our bed. You know, it sucks because we have Monica comes and cleans our, does our house like every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And she makes the bed. And Amanda has her sheets and her covers and I have mine. And it takes us about 5 minutes, no joke, to deconstruct the bed and make sure everybody's got their proper pillows, their proper sheets, their proper, you know, it's like we don't share one giant one. Do you?
No. We have different ones too. So it's like we have our decorative pillows, then we have our throw pillows, like, and then our pillows are in the middle. But Dallas has longer pillows and like flatter pillows than I do. And then
do
I have
get caught up
pillows
sometimes?
And fluffier ones. Yeah, he takes all the pillows. And then I'll have to like roll over and be like, hey, can I have my pillow back? And then when Cash gets in there, forget it. I don't have any pillows.
What is your what's your sheet situation? Do you use a heavier one and he uses a lighter one? Men tend to be hotter and sweat more.
I'm the hot one.
You are?
Yeah.
So you have heavier sheets and heavier covers than he does.
Well, we have the same sheets and comforter. It's just where does the comforter go?
See, Amanda and I have separate.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you make your beds?
I just told you we don't.
Ever?
So, no. When Monica makes them, she puts Amanda's got her sheets.
Oh, I see. She's putting them all on top of each other.
And they go all on top of each other. And then finally, the bed cover goes on last.
I gotcha. See, we just like The comforter goes one way to his side, and then the sheet goes my way.
Yeah, my covers are a lot lighter than hers because I sweat in the night. I usually, like, even 365 days out of the year, I'll have my leg out of the bed because I'm so hot. I'm doing a lot of work in those dreams, Loren.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Nicole for this. You're the one who bought it.
This is all Nicole's fault, actually. So, producer Nicole and I were in the studio one day, and she was telling me about this auction app that basically resells things that have been returned to Amazon. They're perfectly fine. They just can't go back to, like, the manufacturer or the shipment facility.
Like breast milk, for instance.
No, not like that. Like, like they sell things that I need for my business.
Okay.
So like party hoops and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I've done this before where I bought something off of it and I've had to go pick it up because they don't ship it to you. It's here in Charlotte and you have to like go to a warehouse, tell them you're there. Somebody goes and get your stuff and they bring it to a loading dock and then they holler at your name.
Do you pay before you go or do you pay when you pick it up?
No, you have to pay as soon as the auction is finished. Like you have to have a credit card on file. So as soon as you win it, it gets deducted from your card.
How long does the auction last for? Does it vary?
4 days, could be 20 minutes.
So you got to kind of stay by it to make sure that your bid is the high bid if you really want it.
Right.
Gotcha.
So I was laying in bed the other night, and I was putting Cash to bed, and he, like, wasn't ready, so I was just messing around on my phone. And, of course, I open the app, and I type in party, and a bunch of things come up. And I'm like, this, like, a couple things were ending in like a minute or 2 minutes. So I didn't really have time to think about it. I just kind of reacted and I was like, oh, that's cool. And I hit a bid for like a PA system that I didn't think I was going to get.
Why would you put a bid in for a PA system?
I don't know, because it was under party. And I was like, maybe I'll need it one day. So without thinking it through, I just put the bid in. And then a minute later when the bid ended, congratulations, Loren. You are now the owner of a brand new PA system. It's like, oh, shoot. Well, I didn't really need it. So after I won it, then I was having buyer's remorse. And it's already, like,
there's
no refunds.
Going back.
No refunds.
What's the PA system come with?
It's like, you know, one of those like big box things, and it's got the microphone
with
it.
We have at the radio station.
Exactly like that, okay? Exactly like that, that we use for remotes and whatnot. So now I have to go pick this thing up, and I'm standing at the warehouse yesterday with like 100 other people who are picking their stuff up, and I'm going, what am I doing here?
So wait, a lot of people know about this secret site.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's not shout it from the rooftops, but...
Yeah.
Maybe I should, because maybe you'll win the next bid, and then I won't have to go get it.
And this is all producer Nicole's fault, because Nicole's the one that turned you on to this
100%.
And mind you, I haven't got a single thing from this.
I was going to ask. She's constantly going there to pick up stuff. She's constantly winning bids, and you haven't won anything, Nicole.
No, but I also haven't tried. I like to...
It's too easy.
I know. I like to watch them, but like my friend and her husband, that's how they got their hot tub.
What?
Yeah, they got a hot tub.
No way.
Yeah.
But you have to go pick it up.
You do have to go pick it up.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere to
Nicole still has sleepy face, too.
I haven't had an ounce.
You still
of
have sleepy face.
I just went in our sales and use their Keurig.
My name is Sleepy Face, and I'm Nicole.
You're getting an unwashed face. I did brush my teeth, though.
No, that's good. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway.
It's all her fault.
By the way, Loren's got a PA system. I don't know if you heard that part of it. She bought a PA system yesterday.
I texted her yesterday while I was standing there, and I was like, this is your fault.
What other things were people scoring from this website?
Like furniture. There was, I saw a bunch of people leave with like toaster ovens and air fryers.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you want me to look to see
Vista
what's on
auctions?
There now? Yes.
Oh, somebody texted and says she's talking about Vista auctions.
Yeah, I am.
It's the best kept secret.
Not anymore.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
So, producer Nicole, rough start to your morning.
Yes.
It's been a rough couple days for you, you poor thing.
I guess it has.
Although, what went down the drain isn't technically your issue. This happened to your fiance. Tell us what's going on.
It is, but it is very much my issue.
Because your hand is the one going down the drain to try and retrieve this item.
Yes. So we have separate bathrooms. Like, we don't use the same bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get ready for bed, I mean, I have like a two-step process and she has like a 12, so I'm typically in bed before she is.
That's how me and Amanda are.
Yeah, and we drink our water out of these cups that have like straws in them. So I guess in her process, when she goes to do skincare, she takes her ring off and puts it over the straw, like before, because she has a like a dish on the bedside table, mm-hmm. To where her engagement ring goes.
Right.
At night. That's where it lives.
Right. That's where it lives because she doesn't wear it to work. That's where it lives. So I guess in the process of removing it for skincare and going to put it on that straw on the cup, it fell.
Uh-oh.
And... all I hear is, and I'm in bed playing Candy Crush or something, and all I hear is, and as soon as you hear, yeah, and then I just see, like, her head kind of, like, poke into the hallway, and I'm like, yeah? What?
We good?
We good? And she's just, like, staring at me.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, should I come in there? And like at first she's hesitant and I just go in there and I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, the ring fell.
Where? The ring fell where?
Down the sink.
Ah!
So I take the little circular drain thing off and I can see it. Like,
okay.
Is it shiny? so I can see it. So I went and tried to get a what do you call it?
Hanger?
Like a hanger,
like
yeah.
Like a metal hanger.
Not a bad idea.
And I broke it, and I went, but I just couldn't maneuver it correctly.
So where's the ring?
The ring is in the drain. And I tried...
Are you spitting toothpaste on it and stuff?
No, I tried to take...
No, now you can't use it.
...the thing off on the bottom.
The little U-trap?
Yeah, but do you have to turn the water off? Because when I did that, everything came... Like, a lot of water came out, so then I stopped.
Wait, a lot of water came out of where?
Well, because there's water stuck in there. Because it doesn't flush all the way through.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
You just need a bucket.
Need a bucket? Okay, that's where I went wrong. So I'm sure once I take that U thing off and put it over a bucket, like because I can see it when I look down.
Right? Now I might be telling her to flood her house.
No, listen to me. There's two separate pipes. One's the drain, the U, and then the other one is a skinnier pipe that goes up to the hot and cold. You could turn that water off just to be safe. Just turn the knob inside, okay, like inside your cabinet.
Okay.
And then you can undo... that part, but that might be hard. There might be glue and stuff.
No, it's like, what do they call it? PCP?
Yeah, very good. PVC.
PVC.
Not PCP. PVC. PVC pipe. Okay, so you already did that?
No, I tried, but when I went to undo it...
There was water.
There was, like, water came out, and I got scared, so I put it back.
So how much did you okay, so...
Like, I just loosened it.
Okay, but it looks like you'll be able to undo the whole thing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
good.
Totally.
Yeah, then that's the move. Yeah, undo the pipe under the sink. That's what someone's saying.
Yeah, you got to get that thing out. That's kind of important. So...
The other meanie who listens to the show texted in and said there's a way easier way to get it out. I could tell you how. Just text him off the air. I'll give you the details.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you freaking out?
Yeah, I was freaking out. She made, there's like a TikTok trend. I guess she was recording me. There's a TikTok trend where it's like, dumb ways to die. She did that for herself.
Oh my gosh. Somebody else said this happened to them. Someone says, just send Loren over there. She'll get it out. If it's valuable, yes, Loren will get it out.
Yes, I will.
Loren just also knows how to do everything. If I have a string stuck in my hoodie, we bring it to her.
Yeah. People say that you could go to AutoZone and get this long extender thing that'll help you get it out. Like a mini hand, it'll grab the ring.
I think I can see it, so I think once I take that, like the pipe out and put a bucket, the bucket is what I was missing.
Yeah.
I just got scared because I was like, oh wow, this is how I flood and this is how the house goes.
Do we have renter's insurance?
Hey, I wonder, like, besides like a ring, what else could you lose down the drain? I wonder if anybody lost like their dentures.
No, I don't know if you
can fit down the drain.
Maybe
a
like
retainer.
Down the kitchen sink.
Yeah, that counts. What went down the drain at your house? 704-570-9595. What did you have to get out? We'll take your calls on that.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
What did you drop down your drain? By the way, still there. Nicole's getting text after text sent into the studio, Loren, at 704-570-9595 on how to get it out.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this, Nicole? I think there's 20 different ways.
Yeah. I think my plan of action, at least today's attempt, is going to be putting a bowl. Underneath.
A bowl underneath and going through the U?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Just take video of whatever it is so that we can all be on the ride together. Hey, Chloe in Huntersville, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Me and my kids are on the way to school, and we were just laughing about a time. So I have a flipper, so one of my teeth can come out. Well, the rest of the teeth are there, but there's just one that can come out. So one time I was sitting on the back of the sink next to the toilet. My 2-year-old son knocked it down the toilet drain and flushed it right down.
Oh, no. And I would imagine that a flipper is, like, pretty expensive.
$1,100.
And then how long does it take you to get a new one?
Oh, it took about 8 months.
So you're like, 8 months? So you're literally walking around without a tooth for 8 months?
Yeah, so it was supposed to only take a couple of weeks, but then the lab had... problems after problems, so by the time I was able to coordinate it, it was about 6 to 8 months that I didn't have tooth.
You realize Nicole would have had a backhoe, would have been digging up the pipe in the front yard if that was an $1,100 tooth.
We were in an apartment complex, so we didn't have much luck.
That's crazy. And by the way, thanks, Chloe. Nicole, you are lucky that you could see it. Like, you're lucky it didn't go any further.
Yeah, well, because otherwise, like, what, would have to call a plumber?
Yeah.
And I mean, you might not get it back.
You seriously?
You wouldn't see it.
No, we're getting that thing back. That's not no option. I don't know what to tell you, plumber.
I love you guys' radio station, by the way. You guys make me laugh every morning.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Billy, you also lost something down the drain like producer Nicole. What was it?
It was my upper plate. I have false teeth on the upper, and a bunch of friends of us was having a party one night, and we was all drinking, and I drank a little too much and got sick and lost my false teeth down the toilet.
So you puked, and your teeth came out with...
Thank you for clarifying, Loren.
Huh. Yes.
Dude, when did you realize that? Because sometimes when you're throwing up, you don't realize what's going on.
Shortly after I threw up, I realized I had lost my teeth, and we were like, oh, no. And then we figured they probably went on down the drain. But unfortunately, the next morning we got up and pulled the toilet, and they were stuck in the back of the neck of the toilet.
What?
Right before it goes down the drain. Yes.
So Billy.
Turned it upside down. We saw them.
You didn't put those dentures back in your mouth, did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
It's just the toilet.
Hung over and everything, and washed them out real good and cleaned them up real good and put them right back in my mouth.
Yes. You are the best, Billy. Thanks for listening to us in Lake Wylie. We appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Ryan, a lot of teeth going down the drain, but your situation was a little dire.
Yeah, it was. I was in my late 20s, and I have porcelain veneer teeth on my top row, and I didn't really know what that was. And so basically they put these temporary fake teeth in there, and they're very brittle. And so they've broken off, but I was I had a date coming over to my place. And so I was brushing my teeth, like, while she was en route. And when I spit after brushing my teeth, my fake teeth came out and went and got stuck in the drain.
Oh. So do you cancel the date at that point? Like, what happens now?
No. I got my master's degree in plumbing in about 5 minutes.
What? So wait, it's that easy where you can just pop them back on?
Well, you kind of mash them on and they sort of, like, click into place. But I had to be very careful with what I ate and drank and everything else.
So you got the job. You got the job done in time. Your date showed up and your teeth were in.
Yes.
My man. It's amazing.
I became a master plumber.
Yeah, anything for a lady. Like, like the date's on the way. Nothing's stopping me. I'm going to become a master plumber and a dentist in 6 minutes.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
There you go. Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.
Thanks, too.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Matt, welcome to the Meanie and Lorenz Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Matt, you're a first-timer. Are you a little nervous to play Can't Beat Lorenz today?
I'm a little nervous, yeah.
She's trolling you.
When you're just listening.
She's trolling you.
All of your friends are listening.
Take her down, Matt. All right, throw her out of the studio, bud.
Lorenz, get out.
I'm going.
All right, Lorenz is heading out with her what's your shirt say? Peace, love, and what? Peace, love, and inclusivity. Good. Good for you. All right. Lorenz heading out. She can't hear these questions. Only you and I can, and your friends. You ready, Matt?
Yes.
Let's try and get all five right so we can put some pressure on her. Rumor has it that Prince Harry's been in talks to host this NBC late night sketch comedy show. It was real close, but then talks fell apart. What show is that? A Saturday night late night sketch show.
Saturday Night Live?
Question number two. La La Land is being adapted into a stage show for Broadway. The 2016 movie starred Emma Stone in what heartthrob? It was also in the Notebook.
Ryan Gosling.
Lucasfilms is celebrating the return of The Mandalorian by moving it to broadcast TV. It's going to be on ABC February 24th at 8 p.m. How cool is that? You could also stream that show on what service?
I'm never good with those services. Netflix?
Okay, question number four. The Shape of You and Shivers artist was there to lend a helping hand when his pal Courtney Cox decided to remake a scene from Dirty Dancing. Who sings Shape of You and Shivers?
Ed Sheeran.
Question five. Paul Rudd joins the cast of Only Murders in the Building for season three, which also stars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and this pop star. Only Murders in the Building. Pop star. Singer and actress. 3, 2, 1. All right, no answer there. No problem. Come on in, Ren. Questions are kind of hard today.
They were, always are.
All right.
All right, Matt got 3 correct. Let's see how you do, Lorraine.
Okay.
Question number one, rumor has it that Prince Harry had been in talks to host this NBC late-night sketch comedy show, but talks broke down at the last minute. What show is that?
I bet he's going to be funny, or if he ever does do it. Saturday Night Live.
That is correct. It's 1-1. La La Land is being adapted into a stage show for Broadway. The 2016 movie starred Emma Stone and what heartthrob?
Ryan Gosling.
That is correct. 2-2. Lucasfilms is celebrating the return of The Mandalorian by moving it to broadcast TV. It'll be on ABC February 24th at 8 p.m.
You love that.
You could also stream it on what network?
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is the answer we were looking for. Unfortunately, Matt said Netflix. Not a bad guess if you don't know. 3-2, Ren. This Shape of You and Shivers artist was there to lend a helping hand when his pal Courtney Cox decided to remake a scene from Dirty Dancing. Who is that?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is correct. 4-3, Lorraine, and Paul Rudd joins the cast of Only Murders in the Building. He's going to be on season 3. Say, that show stars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and which pop star?
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez is the answer we wanted. Unfortunately, Matt did not have an answer for that. So final score, Lorraine 5 and Matt 3.
Matt, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak you out.
No, it's good. It was fun.
Thanks, Matt. You know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Matt in Charlotte, and I cannot beat Lorraine.
All in good fun, Matt. Thanks so much.
It's the Manny and Lorraine Show.
Just about less than 10 minutes from now, your shot at Chris Rock tickets. Chris Rock is going to be at the Ovens Auditorium February 22nd. How do the people win their way in, Lorraine?
Slap the show, you get to go. You pick me or Manny and to get slapped, and the other person will slap them.
I feel like today, producer Nicole should get slapped since she was late. And she's having a bad morning. Like,
she didn't want to play our reindeer game.
Her fiance's ring fell down the drain. Maybe the slap will help you. What do you think, producer Nicole? Do you want in today?
Do I want in or do I agree to be in?
Those are two different things.
Yes.
All right. Producer Nicole will play today if you guys want to throw her into the loop today. We'll play Slap the Show You Get to Go coming up just around 8 a.m. this morning. Now, if you ever went the wrong way, how far did you go? First off, where were you going and where did you end up, basically? That's what we want to hear. 704-570-9595. Did you do it driving? Did you do it flying?
How did you do it flying?
Listen to this story. A New York man's dreams of an Australian getaway crashed and burned, according to the New York Post, after a huge misunderstanding resulted in him flying to Montana instead.
What? How do you screw that up?
All right. Take it easy on the guy, okay? The New Yorker, who originally hails from Jamaica, had reportedly planned to fly from LaGuardia Airport in New York to Australia, down under, where he was slated to take a cruise departing from the warm down under metropolis of Sydney, Australia.
Oh, this poor dude.
He realized things were going horribly wrong when he landed in Billings, Montana, and saw snow and a small jet waiting to fly him to not Sydney, Australia, but to Sydney, Montana.
Poor guy. Is that even spelled the same?
He said...
But I can see the confusion.
Well, wait till you hear the airport codes, too. He said, I saw the little plane with like 9 passengers and wondered, how the hell is that going to get me to Australia, he told the Post. That was when I caught the mistake I made. So, Sydney, Montana has just about 6,000 people, while Sydney, Australia has 5.3 million people.
And this poor dude is missing his cruise. Like, yeah. They're departing. The horn's blowing. People are waving to their loved ones.
Look, I'm showing Loren the picture. Look at the American Airlines
agent.
He's in Montana. He's like, yo, I thought I was supposed to be in Australia. It sure is cold in Sydney, Australia. Now, listen, to his defense,
yeah,
the airport codes are very similar. SYD are the codes to Sydney, Montana, and SDY is the code for the airports to Sydney, Australia.
Yes. Yeah, that is incredibly, incredibly confusing.
He
and
said, by the way, he also said that he thought the ticket was unusually inexpensive, so he jumped on it right away.
I was just going to say that. He's probably like, wow, look at this flight deal. I knew flights were going to come down, but hot dog.
The gate agent said, he came to me and said, I've got a problem. She realized the New Yorker at the time was not going to be able to catch the Australian cruise. So listen to what they did. American Airlines, hats off to you guys. They understood that his mistake. They put him up in a hotel. And
did they fly him to a connecting port? Please say yes.
Yeah, they were trying to get him to Sydney, Australia. And I'm not so sure how it turned out. But because the article doesn't talk about if he ended up there, it just kind of went on to how other people have also made these mistakes.
Okay.
He said, I'll tell you one thing. Montana didn't have any kangaroos.
And you will never make that mistake again.
Real quick, Amanda in Kannapolis. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. So when did you pull an oops like this guy and end up in the wrong spot?
Yeah, me and a group of friends was going to Carowinds, and this was before GPS, so we all jumped in the car, 85 to 77, and then a friend, we was just going, and she's like, why does it say welcome to Virginia? So I went 77 north instead of 77 south.
From Kannapolis?
Yes.
How long
does that take? Yeah.
It was like 2 hours. It was a while, so yeah.
Oh, so you literally, like, by the time you double back, you've wasted 4 hours in the car.
Yeah, so it totally did, but it was still fun, though, so.
So, wait, you guys turned around and went, you made it to Carowinds that day?
Yeah, we went to Carowinds.
Oh, good for you. I would have canceled the whole thing.
Yeah,
thank you. I would have been so mad.
What theme park is up this way? Is there Six Flags up here that we can go to instead?
Let's say, JJ in New London, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
JJ, how far did you go when you didn't mean to?
I went about 6-7 blocks in Charleston, South Carolina, come out of Wendy's and turned, and then my wife was freaking out. Traffic was coming right at us. I just owned the lane. I got in the lane, and I went down it, and thank the Lord, nothing didn't happen, though. Didn't hit nobody.
You went down.
You were going down a one-way street?
Yeah, it was like four lanes coming down downtown Charleston with 26 comes off.
Yeah. So, but you went 6 blocks down the wrong way. You're lucky you didn't get in more trouble than that. Holy cow.
Not alone. Other people have gone down the wrong way, too.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in and said they were going to San Diego from Pittsburgh to see my uncle, and they're from a really rural or Ohio town. They got off the plane and they realized that they ended up in Seattle and not in San Diego where they were supposed to go. They got on the wrong plane.
How does that happen? How does the gate agent let that happen?
San Diego, Seattle. They both start with S, Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Go see Chris Rock at the Ovens Auditorium Wednesday, February 22nd. We're playing a little game, Ren. Having some fun this week.
Yeah, slap the show, you get to go. Because we can't just give tickets away without a fun game attached to it.
And Chris Rock was part of the slap heard around the world, of course.
Sure was.
Caller number 9, who is this?
This is Charles.
Charles, where are you calling from?
Rock Hill.
All right, Charles in Rock Hill, Loren, is our contestant. Is it going to be a slap for Loren to make it 3 straight days of a Loren slap?
Mm.
Or will Charles pick producer Nicole, who threw her name into the hat today? Or will it be me, Charles? Where are we going?
Let Loren get some payback with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Charles.
Today is the back of the neck, so... All right, hold on.
Let me warm up my hand.
Take it easy, by the way. The back of the neck, you could hurt my spinal column.
Please.
And don't go too high and hit my head.
Hey, did I give you a bunch of, like, recommendations before I took your slap? No.
All right, you ready?
You ready?
I'm bending my head down. Okay. Charles, my head is down on the counter.
All right, Charles. One, two. Stop. Don't move.
Ow. Ow. That was that bone at the top of my neck.
Well, you know, at least I didn't like karate chop you.
Charles, enjoy the show. Just know that I got karate chopped in the back of the neck for you to go enjoy Chris Rock, okay?
Thank you, sir. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. You too. All right, more tickets. We got another shot for you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It's the Manny and Larry Morning Show. Before we move on, I just want to bring Shelly in. Hey, Shelly.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, Shelly's here for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Shelly, real quick, tell us what's going on in your dating world that you need to be on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, and then we'll have our audience help you decide whether you should date the guy or not. Really, what it comes down to, Lorraine, according to her DM that she sent us, isn't date or dump, it's go on vacation or don't go on vacation.
Whoa.
What's going on?
Okay, so I've been on two dates with this guy that I met just on an app in January. His name is Eric. And they were really good dates. He's really sweet. He's a doctor. This guy. So I need you guys' advice.
I'm out.
I mean, like I said, if you're looking at me to naysay travel, I'm not your girl. But, like, do you really feel a connection with this person? Do you feel like you got more than two dates in your two dates? Because, you know, sometimes you just really click with someone.
Good point. You went on two dates, but how much conversation has there been before the dates and around the dates?
I mean, a good amount, but, like, I don't know if there's, like, a crazy connection yet. I just feel like after those two dates, I feel like he's a good person.
He's,
you know,
not a serial killer. We've checked off that
right.
box. He's passed that test.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, I mean, if you don't have that sense, go. I mean, you're an adult. Your friends know what hotel, or make sure your friends know where you're staying in the hotel and all that stuff. Come up with a code. And
try
by the
on
way,
your location services. Tell them if you text a flower that they need to call and, like, bail you out.
And by the way, this is going to make or break your relationship, by the way.
For sure.
If this works well and you enjoy your time, marriage and kids are next.
Okay, well,
no, that's how fast this is going to move.
Because they go on vacation together?
On the third date? Yeah. To Miami?
No.
Yeah, you guys are going to move furniture and everything down there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's going to come at you for some adult time for sure.
Well, that's not putting any pressure on her. What if she doesn't want the adult time?
She can say no, but he's going to come at her with it. It's going to be romantic. They're going to be in Miami.
What do you have to say to that?
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to being in some warm weather and see where things go.
Have you kissed him yet?
Yeah.
Yep.
I would hope so if she's going on vacation with him.
That's why the moving furniture in Miami is going to become a thing. All right, what do you guys think? Shelly's been on two dates with a doctor named Eric. She really likes him. They met on an app. And he invited her to come to a conference with her in Miami.
Hey, maybe Dallas will be at the same conference. I'll go with him, and then you and I will just go hang out on the beach.
Perfect.
Did he tell you there's going to be, like, a lot of downtime? You'll be alone a lot? Like, he's going to be at the conference a lot,
That's
or what?
That's true.
No, so his conference is, like, 4 days, but he only has to be there one day, so he'll be able to spend, like, 3 days just hanging out.
Okay. Yeah. Normally, we wrap up, date him or dump him around 8:15-ish. We ran a little over with Shelly, and we should, because she's a special case. This is not someone who's deciding whether or not she should go on a second or third date with someone.
She's trying to decide if she should go on vacation with someone.
Eric, the doctor, two dates, everything's good. And then he said, hey, I got this conference in Miami. Free trip for you. Airfare and hotel paid for. It's a 4-day deal. What do you think? Should I go? That's what Shelly wants to know. Okay, Shelly.
Yeah.
Let me introduce you to Brian. Hey, Brian, you're on with Shelly.
Hey, it's Brandon.
Oh, sorry, Brandon.
No, it's all good.
See, well, that was one of the things that happened. They changed his name when they got to... All right, Brandon, tell Shelly about your situation and how it turned out.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was our third date, and he asked me to go to New Orleans with him and his kids. And, I mean, the trip was a great time. However, he opened up a lot once I landed in New Orleans, so I couldn't really run from the situation. So I had to kind of fake it throughout the whole week. But I support it. I say go for it. If you're getting good vibes, then why not?
I would
do it again.
Okay, that was my question. Like, you still had a good time in NOLA, even though you weren't vibing with dude.
Correct.
Okay, but what can Shelly do that you didn't do to really, like, can Shelly do anything, or did he just kind of hide his feelings until he landed? You know what I'm saying?
With him, though,
like, did Brandon not ask enough questions before?
I would say I didn't ask enough questions. I didn't dive deep enough. So if you have some questions that you want to know about, then, because the things that I found out were major red flags that I couldn't come back from. So I would say dive a little deeper before the trip.
Did you know that he had kids before you showed up? Or did you just get off the plane and then?
Funny thing is, I met them on the first date. So okay. It was going way too fast. But
did you fly back with them, Brandon, or go back on your own?
So they were already there. They were in an RV. So I actually had to ride back in the RV with them.
I feel bad for you. All right, Brandon, your story for another day, but thanks for the info, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Shelly, there you go. And that's what a lot of texts are saying. Make sure you, seriously, ID, verify that he's a doctor first. So many people lie on dating sites. Definitely vet him first. Let's be real. People do get murdered this way.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That's what someone said. Check out his background. Somebody says, sounds like fun. You should totally go. Go to Miami. I met my fiance on Facebook from South Carolina. I'm from California. The first time we met, we spent 3 days in Vegas together. It was amazing.
Listen, Shelly, there are enough hotels in Miami, right? If stuff goes sideways, you just go get yourself a new hotel.
Totally. I agree.
Morgan in Forest City, you're on with Shelly. What do you want to tell her to do? Should she go or not go?
Yeah, I think she should go for it.
This has been so back and forth. She's probably so confused.
Why should she go for it? What if the guy's a creep?
Well, you never know. You got to try.
That's what I said. I said there's enough hotels down there where if something happened, she could just move.
Exactly.
But you should put your location settings on for
your
friends.
Thanks, Morgan. All right, Shelly, go for it, girl.
Okay. I'm going to ask a couple more questions, but I think I'm going to go.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
My wife's feeling a little better finally. She was sick for the last couple days. And I've been holding down the fort, Loren.
I'm proud of you.
Like any good husband would do when his wife or partner is sick. But I forgot to do something. So she asked me to do her laundry. And she was very specific about, what's warm, what's cold. Because to me, everything's warm.
Oh, see, I do everything on cold.
But you're not supposed to do underwear and socks on cold.
Why?
Because I think the warm helps clean the germs better.
You can do it hot with bleach if you're doing whites, but
I don't know. So she sent me down her jeans. Now she has a hell of a denim collection. She worked at a high end denim store in Memphis, so that's kind of her life. And she has these jeans that she gets on discount because of her job, but they're still expensive, and they're different colors and stuff. And so she's put them in cold. And then
don't screw it up.
And then, dry them and just fold them. And you don't have to fold them the way I do. Just fold them so that there's no wrinkles. And I was like, babe, no problem. I got this. So I was like, babe, everything's all good. They're in the dryer. And she goes, okay, babe, did you put them inside out, especially the dark ones? I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, oh, okay. She wasn't upset at me, but I'm just like, how many times, I go to the store, I buy the wrong freaking product. I'm just not meant for certain things.
No,
I'm just not.
Your attention to detail is not there. And that's the problem. Because this is probably not the first time that you've washed your jeans. So, if you really went through the steps step by step, did you know to turn them inside out? You've probably done it before.
I have.
Yeah?
I have. Oh, but a lot of times, she's done it already when she takes them off. She puts them in the hamper inside out.
Dallas gets on me about putting my clothes in the washing machine inside out, and I'm like, but they they don't fade as much if you do that.
Right. Yeah. And in fact, I just saw, we got this from CNN. Experts weigh in on how many times you could wear clothes without washing it.
I think jeans are the only thing that you can wear maybe more than twice.
A dermatologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center says people tend to overwash and overhygiene themselves because, especially in America, we have the luxury of being able to do so and have that stuff done all the time. So while there's no hard, fast rules about how much you can wear something before it's dirty, quote unquote, or it needs to be washed, there are some guidelines to help you know when it's time to toss stuff into the hamper. Like items that you use every day. Underwear, socks, tights, leggings, activewear.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with stains should be washed. If you go commando, you need to wash your clothing after every wear since it comes in contact with your naked parts.
Agreed.
If you wash before bed, wear undies and don't sweat much in your PJs. Experts say you can wear them for a week without washing.
Okay. I wore a sweatshirt here to the station yesterday. That was my second time wearing it. And I didn't realize it, but producer Nicole pointed out that there was something on my elbow. And I was like, what is that? What is it? And it was ice cream.
And you don't know if you got it on the first wear or the second wear.
No, it was. If I'm eating ice cream at 6 a.m. coming in here, yeah, okay. It was definitely from the first wear.
As for jeans, the person says, the dermatologist says, how often you wash them is debatable. If they don't smell bad or have stains, a monthly wash may be enough. She says, as a doctor, she says, personally, I don't wash my jeans. Do you remember somebody said you're supposed to put them in the freezer?
Yes.
Your jeans to wash them?
In a Ziploc bag in the freezer. I don't remember how long, though.
People are crazy.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
Has anything ever happened to you at a restaurant which caused you to, like, legitimately get up and leave? Like, dude, do you have a restaurant
I'm
deal breaker?
I'm sure. Let me think about one. But I'm not really picky. Like, I know people are food picky. And
like, the sanitation score is a big deal to me.
No, not to us. The food's good. I'm good. The restaurant's still open. I'm there.
Okay.
I guess, like, if I sat for a long period of time and didn't get served, I'd bail.
Okay, so you're more of a service person. I feel like I'm more of a cleanliness person. And I got up and walked out of a restaurant this week.
You did?
Before I even got my food.
Were you alone?
No.
You took the entire family?
Nope. It was me and a friend.
Oh, okay. Because it's easy for like one or two people to get up, but it's a whole vibe if like the whole family gets up.
You can't do that like under the radar.
Not with kids, pack everything up.
Yeah, we just like skirted out.
That's
like,
why I asked.
Yeah, we hadn't gotten like food or anything yet. But the sanitation score is a big deal to me. And when we sat down, our menus were really dirty, like really dirty. And that freaked me out.
Like,
so the sanitation score was okay, but that normally will like tip me off.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as we sat down, I thought the table was sticky. My friend told me I was nuts. But then when I saw the dirty menus, I was like, I'm out.
Like food stains?
Yeah, like not stains, like food on the menu.
Ew.
Like sauces and stuff. Like nobody wiped the menus down.
There's a great joke by Rodney Dangerfield. He said he went to a restaurant. It was so bad. He asked the waiter what was on the menu. He said he thought it was tomato sauce.
That's pretty much what happened to me. That's really funny. Yeah. I was like, ooh, I was kind of, can we go somewhere else? I felt bad. But like I said, we hadn't gotten our drinks or anything yet. So I didn't feel too bad about getting up. But it was at that moment where I was like, we either have to leave now or I got to stick this whole thing out. So we got to make a decision.
Someone says an overabundance of televisions. I went to a bar to have dinner with my family, and there were so many TVs, my kids were completely distracted. I just can't go to restaurants like that.
Okay.
That's a good point.
That's like, a good thing for my kids.
But there's like, you know, there is like an overabundance of TVs where like everything is a TV, and you look around, and you just feel like you're inside of a television.
Yep.
I get what you're saying. All right, 704-570-9595. What's your restaurant deal breaker? And by the way, what's your restaurant score deal breaker? We haven't talked about that in a while. Let's update it.
I won't go under 90.
85.
Nope.
Nicole, what about you? Restaurant score number.
What, my lowest?
Yep. Is? You're leaving if it's...
I don't think I'm leaving. I think I'm just in it.
Yeah,
are
right?
Hang in there?
85 for me. Like, if it was below 85, I'd be like...
There's a really well-known... I think it's a pho restaurant... And I've been seeing, I saw it on TikTok, I saw it on social media, and it's been here forever, and it's got amazing reviews. So one day we were like, well, we really want this, let's go try it. So I walked in, and we did decide to eat there instead of takeout. And the score was in the 80s and, like, kind of low 80s.
Ooh.
But everyone gave rave reviews about it. Amazing.
Was it delicious?
It was delicious.
Yeah.
So I looked at that number. I laughed a little bit, and I said, okay.
At what point did they shut down the restaurant?
I don't know.
I wonder.
It's a good question.
Like, at what score?
If anybody knows that, give us a shout. 704-570-9595. You know my rule is, like, if the cockroach ain't cooking it, I don't care if it's in the kitchen.
Gross.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. All the hits. Kiss 95.1. We're talking about restaurant deal breakers. Ren, you walked out of a restaurant. Why?
Because the menus were messy. They were like, they had sauces and stuff on them.
And so, like, if you saw one stain, you'd be okay, but because it was multiple stains and the menu was just really filthy, you walked?
And I thought the table was a little sticky.
Nah, that's the worst.
Not to get picky, but...
Aaron and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Aaron, what's your deal breaker?
So, actually, I didn't have a deal breaker. I was just calling to add, I worked in the restaurant industry a long time, and sometimes the score doesn't necessarily reflect, like, the cleanliness, so mm-hmm. you get ticked on things like the scooper's not in the ice bin, or you don't have prongs for the lemon wedges, or everything's not completely, like, if you have sauces out, they have to be wrapped at all times. So if they come, you're in the middle of a rush, and, like, the sauces don't have a wrap on top, you'll get nicked for that. So there's little things that you get nicked for that sometimes doesn't necessarily mean, like, no one's wearing gloves in the back or a hairnet.
Well, and I think that's why, like, there is a range, right? Like, I won't leave if it's not perfect, but do you know, since you are part of the restaurant industry, do you know at what score they end up shutting you down?
Ooh, I actually don't know that.
You have to wait for John from Bar Rescue to come in and shut you down.
Right. No, so, like, I would just say my range is a little bit, you know, wider than
okay.
Yeah, mine too. Like, I'm an 85. You know why? Because I've eaten at places 85, 83. I even ate at a place that was 82. I didn't realize it was 82 until after I left. I wasn't sick. I was fine.
Right.
Hey.
So anyway, I just wanted to add that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Don't go anywhere, anybody, because I'm going to try and get somebody on the phone who texted in. They used to give the scores out.
Oh. Like, so, they were the judge?
I guess.
And the jury?
Oh, we need to talk to this person.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
On Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren, you walked out of a restaurant. Why?
The menus were dirty. Like, there was sauce on it, and the table was sticky.
Did you remember seeing a score at that restaurant?
I didn't. I did see it, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But I know it was still above my threshold.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't
my threshold
alarming.
Is 90, and that's not, it wasn't alarming to me.
My threshold is like 85, although I did eat at a place that was 82. It was a sushi restaurant, and I wasn't sick or anything.
Oh my gosh, sushi?
Yeah.
You ate at an 82 sushi restaurant?
I didn't know it was an 82. We didn't know it was an 82 until we left and walked out. We were like, oh, my God. Nobody got sick, though. That's the thing. Now, Caroline in Concord is on with us. She used to be a health inspector. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're really good. So, thanks for texting and holding on. What's the situation with these numbers? How serious are they, first of all?
So, basically, 70 is where you get shut down. Anything above that, which 70, I don't even think I would truly go to a restaurant that was 70. The numbers are based on the sanitation level for, like, holding temperatures, inadequate cooking, like, contaminated equipment, and then, like, also, like, the hygiene of the people working there. When we're coming in and doing an inspection, it's true that, like, you kind of see the whole restaurant all of a sudden getting cleaned really quickly. And it's because we go around and we test those things. We look at if people are using the proper gloves. And that's how the score is actually pulled together for that inspection record.
So it's a bunch of different things that equal your score.
Right. So it's
little things can all add up.
Yeah. 90s are okay. Honestly, I look at the scores. I look at them probably completely different than anyone else. Anyone else that doesn't give out the scores. It's a lot different now post-COVID as well. There's a lot more that goes into it. But before, you know, a lot of it is just some simple things like maybe your ice chest isn't the right temperature, or maybe your freezer is off by like 1 degree, and that's just a matter of a simple change that can be done right there in front of me. And
so it's not necessarily like cross contaminations.
Right, right. But I mean, a lot of times, I mean, you do have contaminated equipment. I mean, that's, I will say, in the amount of time that I was doing this, restaurants that were international restaurants, they had lower scores just because their contamination was a little bit higher, just because they're, I guess, just the way that they were taught.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their culture is a little
different. Hey, hold on a second. I'm going to bring in, okay. This is Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hi. So we have Caroline, who's a former health inspector. You're anonymous, but you are currently a health inspector.
I probably know Caroline, and she already said all the main points. So,
but wait.
Well, hold on, because you totally actually have Caroline, a threshold. What's your threshold number you will not eat at the restaurant?
I prefer 95, but I go and look up why the score is low. This public record, if there's bare hand contact with ready to eat food.
Caroline, what's your number? Your drop dead number?
It's really in the 90s. I'm with her. Like, I don't know. I mean, 80. That's like super low. I'm like her. It's public record.
Okay.
I look up everything just to see, but probably. I mean, I might do 94.
Okay, so I need to up my number, basically, is what you're telling me. Because my drop-dead number was 90, but I need to, like, a little higher.
90 usually means the inspector didn't want to go back, because if you write a B, you have to go and do a regrade upon request.
So it's probably dirtier than what you think.
A 90 is dirtier than what you think?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Anonymous and Caroline, I love this roundtable. Two health inspector and a former health inspector on the Manny and Lorenz show. Ace and TJ, I'll have to wait a minute. This is big news. It's very rare that we get like both the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot on the phone at the same time. So what's the lowest score you gave Caroline? What's the lowest score you've given a restaurant?
I was trying to think of that. I believe it was a 91, and it was to a chain
It's not bad,
restaurant.
Though. Anonymous, what about you? Lowest score you gave?
82.
Oh!
But an 86 to a sandwich shop, so.
Was the 82 place a sushi restaurant?
It was a culturally diverse.
Okay, because I ate at a pretty well-known sushi restaurant that had an 82.
I think I know what you're talking about. Were they shut down at some point?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I know.
How long does it take?
Just remember, you can't see foodborne illnesses.
Yeah.
Like Bacillus cereus and Listeria monocytogenes and crypto. Hopefully we're scaring people and telling them to look at grace.
Maybe wouldn't know the difference if he had a stomach virus or not. His belly is always messed up. He always has gas.
Right.
He's always in the bathroom. Like, he would have no idea if he caught something
from
a restaurant.
Michelin star meal or a low meal. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My stomach's still messed up. Well, listen, we appreciate you ladies coming on. And seriously, Caroline, thank you for what you did. And Anonymous, thank you for what you do for us to help us stay safe and make sure we don't get any foodborne illnesses at these restaurants.
Yeah, live to
serve. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye, you guys. They knew each other. How funny is that?
That is funny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.